his mad mood. And whenever Ender saw that look, that glint, he knew that the one thing Peter would not do was leave him alone. "I'm practicing piano, Ender. Come turn the pages for me." "Oh, is the monitor boy too busy to help his brother? Is he too smart? Gotta go kill some buggers, astronaut?" "No, no, I don't want your help. I can do it on my own, you little bastard, you little third."
"This won't take long, Andrew," said the doctor. Ender nodded. "It's designed to be removed without infection, without damage, but there'll be some tickling, and some people say they have a feeling of something missing. You'll keep looking around for something, something you were looking for, but you can't find it and you can't remember what it was. So I'll tell you, it's the monitor you're looking for, and it isn't there. In a few days, that feeling will pass." The doctor was twisting something at the back of Ender's head. Suddenly, a pain stabbed through him like a needle, from his neck to his groin. Ender felt his back spasm, and his body arched violently backward. His head struck the bed. He could feel his legs thrashing, and his hands were clenching each other, wringing each other so tightly that they arched.
"Dee Dee," shouted the doctor, "I need you."
The nurse ran in, gasped. "Got to relax these muscles. Get it to me, now. What are you waiting for?" Something changed hands.